On Friday the 13th, the superstitious might be especially careful not to walk under any ladders or break any mirrors. Of course, if they did, lucky rabbit's feet, horseshoes, and knocking on wood might help. They are all just a few of the legends that many regard as truth. We take a look at some of their origins next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's called tristodecaphobia, the fear of the number 13. John Pierce at the Old Farmer's Almanac devoted time to study the origins of such superstitions. He says the roots of the supposed unlucky Friday the 13th may have Good Friday as its foundation.
The easiest explanation is that it dates to the Bible, because there were 12 disciples and Christ, of course, made 13. So that's why it was a very unlucky number.
Because Judas Iscariot betrayed Christ, leading to Christ's crucifixion on a Friday, the combination of the number 13 and Friday was seen as negative. Pierce says his group of researchers found that superstitions often have roots in the facts of the past. However, some things just can't be explained.
One of the most superstitious of all professions are sailors. We discovered in the research that sailors have fear of almost anything. For example, it's terrible bad luck to cut your fingernails during calm seas. Dropping a mop overboard is a terrible sign of bad luck on a boat. And then there's even a bunch of words like pig, minister, and egg that you should never say on board a boat, for surely they will bring you bad luck.
Some superstitions promise good luck, but capturing good fortune does not come easy.
Iron was thought to be a very lucky substance, and if you were to find a horseshoe, they felt that iron in the shape of a horseshoe was particularly lucky because it would hold the luck, like a cup, it would hold it in. The real belief is that, first of all, you have to find the horseshoe after it's fallen off a horse. You must find it with the prongs facing away from you. Immediately pick it up and spit between the two prongs of the horseshoe, and then never tip it over. Immediately nail it up with the prongs pointing up to keep the luck in. Then it's truly a lucky horseshoe.
Although their origins, once uncovered, may seem strange to us, many people continue to hold dearly to the good and bad luck they are supposed to bring. Traveling the Countryside, I'm Andrew McCrae.